This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with new information released by the FBI on their 2011 interview with Temerlan Tsarnaev, the older of the two brothers who bombed the Boston Marathon in 2013. The FBI interviewed Tsarnaev at his home in Cambridge on April 22, 2011, one of at least two times agents interviewed the elder brother. Joining us now from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston is Milton Valencia. He's a reporter for the Boston Globe, and he wrote about the FBI's release in today's newspaper. Hi there, Milt.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So first of all, what's in the transcript of this interview?
Well, it's interesting in that it portrays, you can really visualize the FBI meeting with Temerlan Tsarnaev at his home in Cambridge, and they have just a frank conversation about his views in Russia and Chechnya and the conflict there, and his American lifestyle from boxing to photography to his views on Islamic radicalism as well. What's really interesting is that he apparently had reported that someone claiming to be the FBI had visited him before. He didn't know why, and they did not return. So it was four mysterious men. It just adds to the mystery of the FBI's relationship with Mr. Tsarnaev.
I mean, this FBI report is kind of... it's interesting because the language that the agent who's making the report says that Temerlan Tsarnaev used in talking about those four other people who visited him is the four men who identified themselves as FBI to redacted were all young, handsome men in suits. They didn't provide cards or identification. And as you said, they didn't return. How does any of this or does any of this help us better understand the FBI's interactions with Tsarnaev before the 2013 bombing?
Well, it does that. It explains and not confirms. We knew this, but it really kind of paints a picture of the FBI's kind of visits with Mr. Tsarnaev. We know that the Russian government had warned the FBI of Mr. Temerlan Tsarnaev's growing Islamic radicalism and that the FBI had contact with Temerlan Tsarnaev. That's the extent of what we knew. But in this report, there's actually sit-down conversations, and as you put it in their words, of the FBI meeting with him. So you can almost visualize. And this is a year, keeping in mind, this is April 2011. He did not go back to Russia until 2012. So this is months before the visit back to Dagestan that the Russian government had predicted, that the Russian government had warned that he had these growing ties. So if anything, this just paints a vivid picture of FBI agents meeting with this person that the Russian government had portrayed as a concern, someone of suspicion, someone of growing Islamic radicalism, someone who could be interested in terrorism. And if anything, we have in the FBI's own reports of Mr. Tsarnaev talking about his visit with the FBI, and again, talking about the mosque in Cambridge that he visited. He didn't know anyone there. He didn't think anyone would be into Islamic radicalism, and he didn't search websites, though he knew about them. Again, it really just paints a picture to part of this mysterious story that's always been lacking.
Yeah, I mean, just to bring some more specifics to it, the report says that Temerlan goes to mosque in Cambridge once a week, as you mentioned, doesn't have many Muslim friends. There are three to four guys at the mosque that Temerlan knows from high school, doesn't know any of the other worshipers. And then interestingly, at the end of the report that was made public, Temerlan was open to all contact with the FBI and report any additional contact with the four unidentified individuals who claimed to be FBI. So, Milt, why? I mean, it's been years since the trial. It's been years more since the bombing itself. Why did the FBI release this partially redacted transcript of one of their own interviews with Tsarnaev now?
Well, that's a good question, one that we'd like to figure out ourselves. We do know that they can claim to hold on to reports for investigatory reasons. And they have said all along that the Boston Marathon bombing was an ongoing investigation. We do know that there are public records requests at the FBI for this information that has been some long-standing time. So at one point, the FBI must have realized that this is something that could not be withheld under those investigatory terms. But as you pointed out yourself, there is some information that is redacted, specifically the names of certain at least one person who was with Mr. Temerlan during this visit with the FBI. And again, again, what this really kind of portrays is not someone who wasn't willing to cooperate with the FBI, or at least not willing to talk to the FBI. This is someone who sat there and had a frank conversation, whose own quotes were recorded and put in this FBI report. So why is it being released now? That's a good question. It doesn't. A lot of this we had known, but again, this just puts this in Mr. Tamerlan Asaniev's words, and you can really envision the FBI sitting with him in Cambridge just months before his trip to Russia.
Milton Valencia covers the federal courts and law enforcement for the Boston Globe. We have a link to his story about this newly released FBI report at our website. It's radioboston.org. Milt, thanks as always.
Thank you.